Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk. It's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss psychic predictions for 2017, robots invading the White House, stealing tea at the mall, and the age-old feud of eerie versus dreary. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, you can download the full screen app and you can enjoy it. So stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Hello.
Bonjour. No. Did you just mix bonjour, bonjour, bonjour?
Bon Iver?
Did you mix bonjour with DiGiorno pizza?
I did. That's what you say when you're eating pizza.
When you're a Frenchman and you wake up someone with a DiGiorno. It's not different livery, it's bonjourno.
Different livery? Yeah. Don't call my liver that. That's a little different liverly.
It's not my liverly. It's DiGiorno.
So it's to
bonjourno.
Wake up a Frenchman.
No, a Frenchman wakes you up with a DiGiorno.
Bonjour, no.
Did you...
Sometimes I'm like, did you hear the squeak of my elbow?
I don't, and I didn't, but now I can only hear it.
That's like when you start to think about it.
Like the word.
And you hear people's like...
No, I thought you were going to say that's when you say a word over and over again and then it gets weird.
Like weird.
Like
weird.
Reindeer.
Reindeer. Reindeer.
Did you see that?
Bonjour.
Did you see that pizza rolls are coming out with pizza on a stick?
Now you need to calm down.
Did you see that vine? Did you see that vine of the guy who changed his ice machine to pizza rolls?
See, this is why we got the global warming.
Did you see that?
What?
So it's like a vine, and you know how you push your ice maker and the ice falls out of your fridge? Someone switched the ice for pizza rolls.
I did. Is this the pizza rolls queen edition?
Yeah.
So why would they add a stick? Why are they killing more trees?
I might have dreamt this, but I swear I saw it. It's now like pizza on a stick by Tostino's.
So it's like kebab style.
I don't. It's like, who wants the stick?
Nobody wants the stick.
I could have made it up.
Last night we ordered y'all. So Corey and I went to the bar last night with a random assortment.
Yeah, pizza sticks. Oh, they're kind of like hot pockets.
What did we order? Chicken.
So it's not actually on a stick. Sorry.
What did we order? Chicken something?
Satay.
No.
Yeah, when it's on a stick.
No. Last night, chicken and toothpicks everywhere.
Oh, popcorn chicken. They called it chicken popcorn.
That's what I was going to say. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So it's weird. Popcorn chicken.
I mean, I just liked that we ate. I was halfway through it when Mamrie was still trying to convince me that it was shrimp.
I was like,
either way, I don't love the texture of what I'm eating.
It was not the most normal chicken.
I was like, there's nothing chicken about this.
I got shamed by the waitress when I had ordered two more pad thai.
I guess I've just never been at a dive bar that sells pad cu.
It was strange.
And this just like decorated the house down in Valentine's Day.
What did I say the other day? Oh, I was describing one of our friends, and I said...
Which friend?
I can't say. I said, oh, he's sensitive, the house down.
Yeah. But not, you meant like, he's not like...
What is the original the house down? The house down?
Uncut what the is, house
oh,
down. Yeah.
No, it's like an expression.
The house
it's from
down?
Drag culture.
Oh.
I think something just...
She snatched the house
no,
down?
No, she's... Something the house down, but her beat the house down.
Maybe
like when a drag queen's makeup. Is
I don't
beat.
Know. Do you think it's referential to The Wizard of Oz?
It's referential to Paris is Burning.
But maybe also a little Wizard of Oz.
Maybe. Maybe.
How about a pizza on a stick?
No. So what were we talking about?
Valentine's Day.
No, backwards. Goodness gracious.
Today is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Corey Cole.
Do you know what I found out you can do for your loved ones on Valentine's Day?
Eat that ass.
No, you can literally have your asshole molded into like a chocolate.
Pringle. It looks like a Pringle.
It doesn't look like a Pringle.
I saw this picture. I saw the ad. It looked like a chocolate Pringle.
Did you do that this year for anyone?
No.
Why?
Would you do white chocolate or dark chocolate?
Would it have a caramel in the middle? Or like...
A cherry.
Chocolate-covered strawberry.
Pink is the flavor. Solve the riddle.
I was like, what is that? So what are we doing today?
Today we're making molds of our assholes.
Live on camera.
Would you?
Bring in the molder.
Oh my God.
No, that's what Mamrie and I were discussing last night.
Hey, Mulder and Scully? Is that weird? Mulder's here.
David Duchovny?
I have never seen that show.
X-Files.
No.
Wow.
Cool. It was a little heteronormative.
So what do you have to say
to
about
me?
It? There's an episode where it rains frogs, and I was not about it.
I would like. Here's my problem.
Please tell me.
With every Best Picture this year, like nominees.
What does this have anything to do with Mulder?
All
or
I thought was this film would benefit from a queer subplot. Thought it during La La Land.
Wow.
In fact, it should have been two gays. Thought it during Lion. Why not have it be a gay guy?
I didn't watch a Lion.
Well, every movie should be more gay.
What about Moonlight? Should have it been gayer?
If there's a will, there's a way. Gay. Back to the chicken satay.
Okay.
Chicken satay. Ew, saggy.
Just what about the chicken satay?
Did they play Shaggy last night? Or was that in
that
a dream?
Was in the Uber
a fever
ride.
Dream.
In the Uber ride yesterday. They
What's
played...
a fever dream?
Google it.
You Google it.
What's a fever pitch?
You get Google it, I'll
fever
bing it.
Fever dream.
Bing.com.
I fever spelled dream wrong.
Gem.
Fever dream.
Oh, well, it's just taking me to Urban Dictionary and Wikipedia. Very unpleasant dream, nightmare, occurring during REM sleep relating to... Okay, too many letters.
Do you know what REM sleep is?
Come on, REM. No.
Well, a fever dream is a particularly intense or confusing dream brought on by a fever. So you're so hot that you've got a fever and now your dreams are kooky.
Oh, that's great. Why did you bring up fever dreams?
I think you brought up your favorite film of the year, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Now, is David Duchovny in that one?
Yes.
That quick flick?
Would you want to spell David Duchovny live on air?
Yes. Tell me when I get it wrong.
Okay.
David Duchovny. Can you use it in a sentence?
David Duchovny was like, yo, I'm Mulder.
David Duchovny. David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Can I get language of origin?
His parents?
David Duchovny. David Duchovny? Can I get a... I don't want to be looked at by him.
He's checking he's like peering over your shoulder and into my soul.
Now that's what I mean. Is that a... That looks like a corduroy jacket
blazer?
He's wearing. Blazer.
No, I think it's a crushed velvet.
Crushed velvet.
Yeah. You mix up your materials.
Thank you. David Duchovny.
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 Yeah.
David Duchovny. D-A-V-I-D.
Got it.
Whew. D-E. Yeah, so far.
No, you've already gone astray.
No, it's not D apostrophe.
Duchovny.
Duchovny. That's a good drag name.
David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
That's not even a good drag name,
bitch.
So, wait.
The Coven, that's a drag king name. You know how I feel about drag kings.
You love them? People can see your looks now.
Oh.
It's not just you and I.
Okay,
people
David Duchovny.
You're giving me. You're spelling it over again?
Yeah, D-E.
I told you C-O-U-V-E-N-E-Y. No.
C-O-U.
I told you no.
E-N-E-Y. Duchovny.
You failed after the second letter.
Okay, tell me more.
D-U. C-H.
That's a misprint.
O-V-N-Y.
That's like how Oprah misspelled
Who
her name.
Who would have predicted that? He would spell it that
Come
way.
Come on, segue. So what are we doing today, Corey?
I mean, last year there was this psychic that you all knew and loved.
Yes.
Her name's Psychic Nikki with 2 K's.
You know how I feel
she
about that.
She tweeted at us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe we didn't even get her in the studio.
Well, she's not verified, so it didn't give me a push notification.
Got it.
So.
Got it. Well, she made her predictions, and last year we read them, and you all enjoyed it so much that we thought...
Or you didn't complain about it enough, so we thought we'll
but
bring it
also,
back.
But also, didn't is that the episode that we made our... Oh my God, is that literally Psychic Nikki?
That's what she looks like? Come on! Wow, that's an aggressive necklace.
I just saw her out of nowhere.
She's got great hair.
She would be great in the studio with us.
Why isn't she
Let's
here?
Let's bring her out.
I guess she's here. Come on out. David Duchovny and Miss Psychic Nikki.
I said, was that the episode that we also made our predictions? And then that was that the one we predicted Gaga was going to be on American Horror Story? I don't remember.
Can you believe, what's his head listens?
Who? David Duchovny?
No.
The lead singer of Trained?
No. I wish.
Pat Monahan?
You know I love him.
Who listens?
Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy listens to what?
Clearly, because he got the idea of Gaga being on. There we go. Connection.
I thought you were being sincere. You were just messing
with
me.
It's possible. Anyway, so Psychic Nikki. She's very busy. She's got thoughts.
She has a lot of thoughts on 2017.
Yeah.
She's got a whole page of predictions.
Well, what was right about last year? What did she get right?
No, I swear. Okay, so then
she brags about
what she got right the last year. And like, I swear last year she had like Jason Derulo or someone on Health Watch.
You need to screenshot it.
And they said, like, I can't find it, but they said, like, Jason Derulo was on a health watch and then he twisted his ankle or, like, stubbed his toe last year.
See?
And she's like,
told ya.
I told you so. Watch out, Derulo.
Typical psychic Nikki.
Yeah.
She predicted correctly that Leo would win his Oscar. Brad and Angelina split.
Well, listen, my problem is now that I've been following Nikki through the years, some of these people she just keeps on the breakup watch list year after year. It's been 4 years in a row and she still thinks Portia and Ellen are getting a divorce.
Yeah. And the death watch, she just puts all the old people.
Right. If you're over 80 plus, she's putting you on death watch.
I'd be more impressed if she like predicted people that are like 50.
Like the JonBenet Ramsey murder of that time.
Right.
Because she was six.
Right.
Wow.
And it's easy to be like, oh, there's going to be an earthquake on Earth. Bitch. Like, get a hobby.
She says there's going to be an earthquake on Earth.
Yes.
In her weather predictions.
Yes. I love that. Okay, so let's go through some of the predictions. Well, I think before we get in, you can't take her word too seriously.
Why are you prefacing this for people?
Because she got one of the most important predictions wrong.
What?
A bird.
Oh, a parrot killing someone.
That was my favorite prediction of last year, that a parrot would kill somebody.
Well, did you put it on the list?
And
I
had a Google alert, and I never got any news.
Did you really set up a Google alert?
No, but I think the people would have told us.
Yeah.
There was an evil parrot that did something.
No, there was a parrot that
Anytime
was like on Judge...
in the news, they would send us.
There was a parrot on Judge Judy that like they thought overheard a murder, and the parrot was going to be a key witness.
A nosy bird.
What's the caption say?
Dead parrot. Wow. That's not dead, though.
It's just playing dead. Don't get PETA on us.
can't
believe we're showing dead birds on the podcast now.
Live. So there's been a lot of parrot play, if you will.
Are you into parrot play?
I'm a little into parrot play.
One.
Come on, squawk.
What is parrot play? It's a new drinking game for them to drink every time you say, come on.
I can't not, because we were saying it all morning.
You're like, come on, feather.
No, it's because this morning, when somebody sent us the picture of us in a textbook, I retweeted it and said, come on, education.
Come on, degree.
Degree?
Like, after you get an education, you get a degree.
Anyway. So what are the predictions for this year? What's going to happen?
Really jumped out to me was she says the moon's turning green this year. Like, what color green? What shade? An emerald?
Grass green? She loves attention.
You filmed. You were one of those fucks filming the blood moon whenever that was.
I did not. In fact,
you went outside and you were like, ooh, check out the blood moon. I'm in New York. I could literally find this.
She says that there's going to be sexual allegations against a game show host. Who hosts a game show?
Pat Sajak, Steve Harvey,
men.
Alex Trebek, Vanna White.
Wow.
I know my game show host.
I guess.
Jeff Probst, technically.
Julie Chen.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Whoa.
Sometimes. what else we got? What else is going to happen?
What were you all excited about? I'm literally trying to find your tweet about the blood moon.
Don't go into my deep past. I saw Julia Roberts is going to have a divorce. That kind of bums me out.
Is she even married?
I didn't know she was married.
She's getting married and divorced this year?
Good for her.
She's married to Daniel Mulder, not to be confused with Mulder.
Scolder. What's his name?
Mulder.
Oh, Mulder.
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 With a U. Mulder.
Mulder.
Did you see Nice Psychic Nikki predicted that there's going to be a worldwide pasta shortage?
A gasp live from the audience.
Do you?
You know, we made pasta the other day.
Oh, my God.
That's all.
And my eyes twitching because I don't want to think about you making pasta last year.
Oh, was it last year?
That was like in December.
Oh, when I say the other day, it's very loose.
You're like, yeah. The reason I believe it's, you made a stage that photo of you like wheeling the pasta through the thing.
It was
like
a boomerang,
bitch.
Times.
You were like, well, let's get this piece. Let's pasta. I was hungry. Well, there should be a big red X across that because there's no pasta this
so
year.
What's the pasta you'll miss the most? Unlimited from Olive Garden?
Well, you know I like my... I like any noodle that's forkable.
Mm.
I mean, I don't... I'm not trying to have a spaghetti or a fettuccine moment. That's too much work.
I prefer fettuccine over spaghetti.
That's not
we
a lot
agree.
Of work. Why can't you just like fork
but we can agree
penne?
On that.
Yeah.
This is called bipartisanship.
Wow. Look at us really mending bridges.
I don't like the tri-colored spiral.
Wow.
Something about it comes, it reads a little cheap
to
me.
Do you like your macaroni shaped like rabbit?
Yeah.
Or like Velveeta like, shells and cheese moment?
I'd like Velveeta shells. Yes.
Okay.
I like
not cheese and cheese.
I like the cheese. I like the shapes of the blue box, but as shapes, cartoon character shapes.
Did they have SpongeBob macaroni?
Oh, I'm sure.
Did you see that? They're going to find a giant lemon in Southern California?
I would love to get to that, but I have more to say about pasta.
Come on, giant lemon.
Stop it. No, I'm still on the pasta. I like, you know, what does my mom make for Christmas?
Manicotti.
Manicotti.
But
I
she
do like
says
manicotti.
It like one word.
Manicotti.
Yes. She, for some reason.
Speaking of Jackie, it says Jackie and La La Land will win many awards.
Well, that's...
Do you
this
care?
Was like... I mean, she puts out these predictions after the people already
like,
have been
cool,
like, nominated.
So, like,
who didn't know Leo was going to finally win an Oscar last
I agree.
Year? A little bit of an eye roll. So you don't care about this giant lemon that they're finding in SoCal.
I never saw Jackie.
What if it's in your backyard?
Honestly,
you live in
I would,
SoCal.
I would love that. I'd profit from it. I'd be about it. I have a cactus in my backyard that's dying, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm about to go buy a glove to pull it and pluck it.
Oh, my God.
That's my prediction for my life.
That you're going to kill that cactus?
It's dead already.
She predicted a fire at the Beverly Center.
That's one of the ones I wrote down. Oh, my God. Literally, drama at the Beverly
Center.
You're
like, Grover the Beverly Center.
I hate the Beverly Center.
It's always under construction.
It's garbage. There's so much construction. The people at home, you don't even know.
I like their game store, though.
I was just going to say that. We are so in sync.
You, like, don't lie. You love the Beverly Center because you, like, sample the tea from that fucking tea place.
Tivana. Yeah, I love to go saunter.
Is this a green tea peach
I said,
moment?
Can you tell me a little bit about this peach tea? And I said, can I actually have another trial?
Yeah.
Or
like my
sample?
Taste buds weren't working.
I need to cleanse. No, I do really do try all the samples there. And I act like I'm...
I know how you sample.
And then they say, do you need any help? I say, oh, just browsing. Lord knows I'm not about to spend $2 to go buy a tea if they're offering free tea.
If you can drink 4 Dixie cups of tea, then now...
BYODC.
Yeah. Bring your own Dixie cup.
As always. So where do you want the fire to be at the Beverly Center? If you could choose.
Oh, God. What store? What was that store we had to go buy a purse at?
Zara.
Zara doesn't have a Beverly Center. What?
What? Chanel or some ritzy shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That purse place can go.
I don't want it to happen at the Uniqlo.
No,
I love plain clothes at an affordable price.
Like clothes you can wear on a plane?
Yes. How do you feel about people that look down on people that wear sweatpants on a plane?
I didn't know those people existed.
French people, bonjour, no. They say you have to...
you have to dress up.
Dress up. They say it's an event. They
that's
bring like their fucking psychic
no,
Nikki fur
no,
hat.
No. That's like a woman who wears like a long dress to Cedar Point.
Don't do this. Show me her long dress.
I saw a woman in cork wedges and a long...
Cork
like,
wedges?
And like a
in
long...
In 2017?
Like gown
I
at
don't,
Cedar Point.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I do not trust a shoe that floats. No cork wedges in 2017.
You're a liar because you have Crocs and they float.
That's a flip-flop?
Oh.
All flip-flops float. And you can fucking put that in words. You make merch out of it. I stand by that.
My new t-shirt line, all flip-flops float.
All flip-flops float. And
say that five times fast.
Now, how do you feel about 105? It says, a dog with glasses will become a school teacher. I don't hate it.
I feel
once
like
you give them gay marriage,
I literally feel like
it's a slippery slope.
I feel like someone's going to turn you into a dog, and then you're going to become the school teacher dog that wears
sunglasses. I wouldn't
hate it. Is this like a wishbone too? A dog's purpose?
Return of the wish? Oh.
Is that a dog in glasses?
Yeah, it is. No, dog's purpose. Are you going to see it?
No. I don't ever want to watch. The last dog movie
they
I
really
watched,
gave away the whole plot in the trailer.
It's like a dog dies and Dennis Quaid's there.
I love
and
Dennis
And then the dog
Quaid.
Dies again and the dog
Dennis
dies
Quaid's
again.
One of those good actors.
I thought you were going to say hot dads.
He's also a hot dad. They say, this is what Psychic Nikki says. She
anything
says,
about Dennis Quaid?
There's going to be a giant ladybug invasion in a city.
Any
giant
city, any
ladybugs
city?
Invade a city? Does that even make sense?
Maybe like
squirrels will attack people worldwide?
Are you,
what in the fuck?
Are you serious? She has all these animal predictions?
Oh, she's,
I want to know more about the
she
dog.
She fucking throws a dart at a board. She's like, one
oh
is
God.
Like the noun, one's the thing that's going to happen.
A piranha fish escapes from a water tank and eats many people. How big is this?
I'm bored of that. Oh. Psychic Nikki's off this year.
A lion eats a lion tamer.
A robot will break
They're
into the White
House.
They're
just asking for it.
How do we feel?
It says a robot will break into the White House.
I feel like it's a Roomba.
Well.
Somebody Snapchatted me this morning. The Roomba going around their bathroom. Listen.
Okay.
And the text in the Snapchat was, when you shave your balls. I go, can you not?
They have a Roomba to clean up after they're
shaving? Yeah. Are they shaving willy-nilly?
Wait, what? What's willy-nilly?
Going crazy. No. His dick is willy-nilly.
I don't
know. No, he
this.
Was shaving his balls the house down in the Roomba.
Was cleaning up after.
Yes, that's dehumanizing to the Roomba, I feel. Don't do that to the Roomba.
Roombas weren't created for that reason.
No, no, no.
Did you see that a UFO lands in Lake Erie?
I saw that. That would be Erie. That would be the death in Ish. Did you?
I can't
did I tell you about the argument
getting our
Connor
first
and I had
UFO?
The other day?
No, you didn't. I would like to know
it,
though.
It was... Well, I'll let you decide. It was gray-skied. It had just rained. And I said, we were on our way to spin class. I pick him up. He goes, it is so eerie out. I said, it's more dreary out. And he's like, it's more eerie. So which
wow,
was it?
Wow.
That's me and Connor getting in an argument.
I think now we're two episodes into this year, and you've told me about these feuds you're having. First,
it's a year of
Google
conflict.
Home. So, I mean, I think I'll start asking you every week, like, who's the feud with?
You know, I have a lot of feuds.
So,
would
I
you
mean,
go on Family Feud?
I would. I would.
Your
take
family would be
so good. Oh, you don't know. Both of my older brothers love the feud.
Well, I've done escape rooms with your family.
Have you?
And I can't confirm that they're...
But that's different. That's like puzzles. This is words. So, well, I was going to say you're right, but if you're not going to let
well,
me
if your family
you,
goes on Family Feud, there could be a sexual allegation or whatever against
oh,
Steve Harvey,
Harvey
from your mother.
Yuck.
Jesus. Dark shit.
Or she could marry him.
Come on, love. Speaking of Valentine's Day, that's him pointing at you, being like, this is my son-in-law.
He's like, the answer is right.
Would you, how would you feel about him being your step-papa?
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my 30s. I don't think anyone who's getting a stepdad now is like going to have to like deal
would
with
you call him dad?
Stepdad things.
Would you call him dad?
No.
Would you be like, hey, dad?
I'd be like, whoa. What's
do you
up?
Think he'd give you like advice?
Yeah. Like, hot. Great advice.
Cool.
He'd be like, watch out for that dog teaching classes.
Anywho.
Did you see Psychic Nikki predicted a kidnapping in the Trump family?
Oh, well, that's a bummer. I wouldn't like that.
A kidnapping?
Yeah.
I was like, this is all very black.
You know what? As much as I hate Trump, his kids that are under 18...
Well, yeah, leave them alone.
Leave them be. Those older fucks can get. They suck. But did, like...
The one that stole... water from the In-N-Out.
I saw that.
Or he stole lemonade.
Yeah.
With a
he
water
used
cup.
A water. He asked for a water cup and then he filled it with lemonade.
Wow. No wonder they're
typical
so rich.
Trump.
They're just like you and your 15 samples of Teavana.
I guess. What is it?
You're a young Trump.
Ooh, like the young Pope?
Yes.
Have you seen the young Pope?
I haven't.
Well, I'm sure Psychic Nikki's predicting it's not going to get a second season.
What?
That's her groundbreaking.
I command F search for Pope, and she's got four predictions about the Pope. Mm-hmm. The Pope is on health watch.
Well, duh.
There's an attack on the Vatican and the Pope.
Come on.
Well, she wrote the Pope has a health watch twice. So, like, now you're just repeating yourself. And then she listed him on the death and health watch.
Okay, well, wow. I'm bored of all of that.
She has Drake on the death watch.
Shit. That would be a bummer. Thoughts on...
Your official stance on Drake.
Wait. If he died, that would be a bummer.
Oh, my God. Wait.
What?
Wait. So she had on death watch both Debbie Reynolds and Mary Tyler Moore, who both did pass away. So okay. I guess psychic... She has Tony Bennett. How would you feel? You're not going to get another cheek-to-cheek, too.
Oh, well, maybe they probably recorded some for... Extra? Michael Jackson's got 8,000 albums coming out.
When?
Now-ish.
When's the release date?
Ask Nikki. She knows more
When's
than I do.
When's it dropping? My new single is dropping.
Any other good predictions? I feel like these are all... Yes. This is not her best year.
Yes.
There's a meteor hitting San Francisco. How do you feel? You live there now.
Oh, shit. I should look up... I should look up what's going down. I know they said...
You know what's coming for the Castro.
They said there was going to be... I saw this. They said there was going to be a terrorist attack on Rodeo Drive. So you be careful.
Well, you know I don't go there.
This says shootings...
Though I did just find a really good taco place over there.
A meteor in San Francisco. Leaving. An earthquake in San Francisco. Shootings in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Hold up. She hates me.
Golden Gate Bridge will partly be destroyed in San Francisco. Many people injured.
Sister. Wow. A vacuum cleaner is going to kill a person.
No.
Literally, 114.
A vacuum.
A Roomba.
A royal baby and a royal divorce.
A baby? Wait, what is it? A baby with a knife riding a Roomba?
With a switchblade.
Yeah.
And...
What?
Oh, I already read that.
Well, that's the sad about that, the Roomba moment, but... The rest of these.
What does she say about the Obamas this year?
I don't want to know. They're probably on health watch.
Obama, President Obama, in danger, health scare.
Yeah.
What's Sonny and Bo up to?
Sonny and Bono?
He's
Sonny
dead.
Bono. It's just one name.
He's not alive.
I know. I saw Gus Kenworthy on a Snapchat story going through trees and I'm just, and with his phone Snapchatting. I'm like, girl, you got to be careful.
How worried were you?
I was like
did you text him? Did you say, like, be careful, my sweet, sweet boy?
Sweet boy? No. He's at Aspen.
She's predicted a lot going down in Italy this year. You should just not be in Italy, I guess.
We have our Italian listeners. Let them live.
No pasta. Italy's going to file for bankruptcy. Volcanoes in Italy.
What do you want to see in 2017? Earthquakes.
I wanted you to predict.
What are some predictions?
I wanted you to predict because we're doing this before the Super Bowl. Mm. What's Lady Gaga going to do?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me who's going to win.
Oh, yeah, who's going to win? Which team? The team's already decided, so you tell me.
We really did. Wait, is this after or before? When's this coming out?
This is coming out after the Super Bowl, but we're recording it, and I'm saying the final two teams. Like, everyone knows who's playing in the Super Bowl at this
point. Everyone knows?
In this room except for you.
You don't know who's playing?
Yes.
All I know is I hope... Gaga brings out Beyonce and they do Telephone for the first time.
Wow.
They've never performed it live together.
Wow.
That would be important to me.
Like, what songs are you looking for?
I'm looking for, like, a boys moment. She's not going to do it. She's got 12 minutes. She's not picking the B-sides. I know she's...
What Joanne moments is she going to have?
She's really going to give us a few Joanne moments.
What if she brings out Katie?
Who?
What if she brings out Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy?
What if she brings out David Duchovny? I wouldn't want to pass her when she fucking duetted with what's her head?
She said family only.
Florence. That was random.
Well.
Yeah, she could bring out David Duchovny. David Duchovny.
How's it going to be? How's it going to be received?
It's going to be well received because it's, you know, we're overdue for a Gaga comeback and everyone's really eager for her moment in the spotlight.
What Joanne moments are there going to be?
We're going to have moments of Ayo.
You
Million
think?
Reasons, yes.
Wow. 12 minutes and she's playing two tracks from Joanne.
She's doing a lot of medleys, I
heard. People were, like, really hoping for more of the, like, dancing in circles kind of.
Well,
like,
yeah, we all are. But I think what she's going to do is do era moments, medleys. So she's
definitely
gonna give
doing
us
Bad Romance.
She's doing a Fame medley, I'm sure. Like, a Love Game, Paparazzi,
Poker Face. Just Dance.
Yes. Now, this look of hers when she did the national anthem at the last year's Super Bowl, it was an iconic comeback. Her wig was a little off kilter, but she's giving me America. and the right note.
And she gave back that engagement ring.
I know, how sad. That's what Diamond Heart's about.
No, are you being serious?
Because her engagement ring was a diamond heart. I'm just here to tell you more about Gaga.
It was about strippers.
Diamond Heart.
Yeah, I thought the song Diamond Heart was about strippers. Like, you know I'm a stripper, but you know I've got a diamond heart.
Diamond Heart. Diamond. A diamond in the rough.
What if Katie opens for her?
I gotta go. I guess I would be bummed.
What if they come out and, like, Katie drops her new album?
How did you feel about when Gaga and Christina Aguilera did the...
Hey, yeah. Girl.
No. When they and that they were bosomed moment? Into each other's arms, you know what Whoa. I'm saying? There's like them, like, it was on American Idol.
Yeah. Was it like Idol?
Christina held Gaga's face against her bosom.
Do what you want with my body.
Do what you want. Yeah. It was the redemption. She's not going to do that at the Super Bowl. Do what you want.
I imagine. What if R. Though Kelly it's her comes
most,
out?
I think it's her most streamed song ever.
Really?
Isn't that weird? That's not right.
I would have thought. Okay. I would have thought Jewels and Drugs.
Bitch, bye. What if she just does Jewels and Drugs 5 times? Yes, the bosom touch. Come on. No, that's an iconic look. That's, I hope, the next picture of us on the wall.
Yeah.
But who would you be?
Well, Christina. Yeah, save that picture.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dog ear that page.
Dog ear. Do you dog ear your books?
They might not have a bookmark back there.
Before we're done, what predictions are you making for the year?
Okay, comeback from Katie.
Okay, cool. So music predictions.
Yeah, real quick.
I think we're going to get a new Kelly Rowland bop album. I think she's going to come back and take pop music by storm.
I guess
she's going to save the music industry.
I never thought that.
Michelle Williams will stay Michelle Williams.
Academy Award nominated Michelle Williams?
At Latavia, how do you feel? What will she be up
we're
to?
We're going to have great music from Katy Perry, Sam Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Shania's dropping an album this year.
Oh, didn't she just retire or do a farewell tour or something?
I don't know. I'm not her
She
keeper.
Did like a Make America Great Again
I'm
tour.
I'm not her sister's keeper. She made a magma
Do you think
tour.
We're going to get the Meddler too? Return of the Meddling?
Oh my God.
Susan Sarandon's
she meddles
back.
Again.
Meddling?
Meddler too. She meddles again.
This year, she does not go to the Grove. She goes to the Beverly Center. And that's where the fire is.
It starts a fire because she hates the Beverly Center. She loves
It's
the
very
Grove.
Mall Blart.
It's very...
What's that movie? Blart?
Paul Blart?
Paul Blart. Mall Cop meets...
No.
The
I
Meddler.
I was going to say it's very... what's that? Like West Side Story, but like two malls, conflicting mall. Come home, mall.
Like mall walkers.
Yeah.
I think we're giving Hollywood an idea right now.
Well, they're welcome.
Two mall walking gangs.
Yes. And a lot
in a
of
feud.
Snapping.
It's very Home Alone shenanigans, you know, God. Traps and things.
She loves it.
This is a great movie idea.
You're welcome. Hollywood.
Fuck. We have to have a meeting before this episode comes out because I'm pitching this.
Yep. Cool.
Paul Blart stars against Susan Sarandon
in
Mall Wars.
Do you have any other predictions before we go about Mall Wars?
Okay. Just Mall Wars.
Hashtag Mall Wars.
Send us your favorite.
Your favorite local hometown mall across
Wait,
the
Wait, yeah,
Mall
I
want to
know. Tell us the best store and the worst store in your local mall.
With
hashtag Mall Wars.
I hate us.
Cool.
And follow me on Twitter before you
don't
tweet
have any other
me.
Predictions? Who's gonna die? Who's gonna live?
I don't know. I'm not about predicting death. I'm about predicting resurrections.
Okay. Cool.
And I've got hopes for your career this year.
Okay. Thank
it
you.
Needs to be resurrected.
Let's all cross our fingers. If you want to follow Corey, he's everywhere on the internet at Corey Cool. How can you spell it?
Corey Cool.
Cool. I'm Tyler Oakley.
For your career this year.
I'm crossing my fingers that a meteor doesn't come down. Would you rather have a meteor hit or be a little meteor?
Well, buongiorno.
Find me on the internet, Tyler Oakley. And
later.
You know, listen to the podcast, watch it on full screen, etc. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.